begin the current daf and set the siyum and daf mem begin on the base. Begin the master begin with the gemara. Keeping the kavati small b'chulu. Once the left already established it, then you can't go ahead and switch it to the right side. Now, so we're saying, so you see what he holds in the halachas of hagrola. So says the gemara, the gemara didn't want to say, Rabbi Kiva, it's because Krim Shimon. He was like a student of Shimon. They're sitting on my now if they hold Zagrola's not my Akiv. That's why you could switch it. So that's not difficult on Rabbi Yana and all those sheets that hold that according to Yehuda that it is Ma'akiv, because Rabbi Kiva is like a student of Shimon. And we know Rabbi Shimon already says Lema'akiv. Says Tais says, no, keeping Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nechemia, Namehoy Tamidov, who those are the opinions that we quoted. Could you just break up by Yavim, like the Gemara says, and Yavam is Davsamak Bezimavez. And so you can't say that his other students are not saying like him, and then the Gemara has to find a different approach to how to be able to resolve the difficulty from Rabbi Kiva, that it would even go with the opinion of Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yehuda. The next test not to begin with the Gemara of Losau Chatas. Pasuk says, and that will make it into Chatas, which teaches how Gairul Losau Chatas v'chulu, the Gairul makes into Chatas, and not the Kriya Shein. Now, Tais says, if you're going to say, Tais has to take a second look, and he says, okay, now based on the conclusion of the Braisa, so then let's learn in general regarding all other karbanos from here on the karbanos of Yom Kippurim of the Seirim, Shikadosh HaGerem Mekabel Chayma, that other karbanos, the Gerul should go ahead and be Mekadosh from Mekabel Chayma to other karbanos, which is the inverse of what we had originally attempted to learn out Yom Kippurim from other karbanos. Now let's learn other karbanos from Yom Kippurim. And we should say, so if regarding Yom Kippurim, which we have a special post that tells us that just by calling it, that's not going to sanctify it, yet Kiddush HaGerul, but still the lottery makes it sanctified. Those are the two Seirim. So we're welcome to Kiddush HaShem, so regarding all other karbanos that just calling a name sanctifies it, din she Kaddish HaGerul, isn't it a Kabbal Chayim, that the girl should be Kaddish? Why don't we say, Lamaskano, that other karbanos, that the girl will be Kaddish? Yishlamitai says what you could say is, T'chiecha did Hashin Mevasol Chattas. No, actually the same words, just like we learned now from Vasol Chattas, that it will make into Chattas. Is Hagerul Seil Chattas Ven Hashem Seil Chattas, as our text of us is quoting from the Gemara, that only the girl makes a Chattas and not the Kriya Shem. So Kol Shken, for sure, Denidrish Vasol Chattas, that we're going to explain Vasol, who Chattas you're going to make it into Chattas? Lezev, Leilachar. That these same words tell us that, over here is where that what's going to make it into Chattas is the Hagrola and not Kriya Shem. But elsewhere, no, Hagrola is not going to make it into Chattas, only Kriya Shem will make it into Chattas. And so it says, Teda, you should know this idea, this principle, that we're saying that from this Pasuk, we're learning out, A, Vasol Chattas is here and nowhere else, and also, for the context of it itself, to teach you that, you got to go ahead and do a Hagrola on it, and you cannot learn it out from a Kabbal Chaymer, from all other Kabbalists, that it should have with Kriya Shem. The Perakam read the Kedushin, as we find the first Perakam Kedushin, that says Vamma base. I'm reading the Gabi Yebed Ivri, Hanem Kilagot, and Lanachri. You're talking about a Jewish slave that sold to a Gentile, where his redemption is only through if his relatives redeem him. Where the Gemara tells us, Shehinigo B'Sheshma Kabbal Chaymer, what do you mean? He should be redeemed after 6 years from a Kabbal Chaymer, from a Jew who sold to another Jew. Because a man mishayin inigul be'ele if regarding those who are not redeemed with these. Pirish, what that means is bekraivim, because the word ele is used in the tarvim lo yigul be'ele, which refers to that of the relative's redemption. Meaning, who's not redeemed through relatives? Kagain ebed 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 Yisrael, there's no such halacha brought that of the Jewish slave who sold to another Jew to be redeemed with relatives. Yet nigul b'sheish, still he's redeemed after 6 years of serving his time. So Mish Nigel Ba'elis, or regarding it, every his Nimkala Nachri, who is redeemed with relatives, Ina Din She Nigel Ba'shesh, isn't like Kabbal Chaymer that she redeemed after 6 years. Hashem the Gemara answers, Tamalema Ba'ela, as it says, no, with this, which is Ba'elo Nigel, only with this, which again, that's the parallel to the drawing, exactly what we're saying over here. We're learning these two ideas from the same Pasig. That to tell us A, it's not Kabbal Chaymer, and B, that it's specifically only over here, that Be'elu Nigel is only redeemed with the relatives of Ein Nigel B'Sheish is not redeemed with after 6 years. Now, part of the Gemara asks, now, if you would think to say, now we have this Gezeir Shabbat opinion where it says Sachar when he sold to Yisrael, and Sachar when he sold to a Nachri, then we have a Gezeir Shabbat, so Ma'ein Nigel Be'elu. So then, what do you mean? So how does the Braisa know that if he sold to Jews, he's not redeemed with relatives? What do you mean? Neilu sachar sachar. You should learn from Gzeir Shava. Just like when he's nimkel anachri, he's redeemed with relatives. So too when he sold to Yisrael. Mashan, the Gemara answers, no, Shani Hosn, there it's different because the Amakro Yigalenu says that he will be redeemed, which tells us, only when he sold to a Nachri is redeemed with relatives, but not when he sold to a Yisrael. Now, what the question that is inherent over here is that how is the Braisa expounding a Kavachemer based on that when he sold to Yisrael, he's not redeemed with relatives, but you could make the Kavachemer exactly the opposite. If when he's sold to a Nachri, does not go out after 6 years, and even so, he's redeemed with relatives, so when he sold to Yisrael, he goes after 6 years, isn't a Kavachemer that he should be redeemed with relatives? So obviously you have to say that even when expounding the Kavachemer, the Braisa knew from Yigalano that no, you can't say that. Because we know it means that no, the relatives redeeming is only by Nimkel Nachri, not by Nimkel Liyisrael. So it says Taisama, you see that Avagam Devshit Lid Didarshina Miuto Digalenel Zevalachal, although that, of course, they inherently obviously had to know already, as you see from what was the presupposed in the Braisa, that the redemption of the relatives is only here by Nimkel Nachri and not by Nimkel Yisrael. And therefore, we didn't learn on Nimkel Yisrael, but Kavachem and Nimkel Anachri. What do you mean? The Kavachem itself should tell us that, yeah, that he should be redeemed when he sold to Yisrael with relatives, just like when he sold to Anachri. And the Filoch, and even so, have a Yol of Nimkel Anachri, Lego, Besheshmer, Kavachem. So even though we knew this, still, we wanted to learn when he sold to Anachri, to learn that from Nimkel Yisrael, to redeem him after 6 years from a Kavachem. And we did not exclude it from Yigalenu or the Midrash and to expound his uncle or the son of his uncle, like Mishai Besar Yigalenu, from his other relatives, he will be redeemed. Meaning, Yigalenu only with this, and not with anything else, meaning with 6 years. So you see that although from Yigalenu, you could learn and also to exclude that he doesn't go out after 6 years, these two drushes, even so, the Braisa preferred to learn from Yigalenu only, as we said, that was already presupposed in the Braisa, Lazeb Leila Acher, because that drasha is more applicable to the simple translation of the word Yigalenu, and still attempt to learn the Kavachemer, that when he sold Tanakh, he should be able to go out after 6 years. So that's exactly, Taisus is drawing a parallel to Arasugya, that alone from the Pasuk of Asahu, you could learn out. Oh, for him, but not for anywhere else, meaning that it's only going to apply over here by Yom Kippur, not by all other kabbalists. And also to learn out that only the girl is going to be naked, but not the Kiddush Hashem. Even so, the Braisa attempted to learn from Besau first, that it's only over here and nowhere else. And therefore, then to say, which is answering to the question, that, okay, so then maybe we can learn out Kavachemer of Yom Kippur from Shar Kabbalists, as we're saying, but we're not learning out Shar Kabbalists from Yom Kippur because of the Sohu is only Lezeb, Lila Acher. But Abba Tamit Tesis says, but it's a wonder. Because Maishna, the Hacham, Matina, Tabem, and so why in our Sugya are we saying from the Sohu, Chattas? And we're learning out two things, as Tesis said in his answer, and what the Gemara says. First of all, the Hacham, the Mekadosh Hashem, that only the Goral is going to make it the Chattas, not the Kiddush Hashem. So you can't learn like Kabochaim from Sharkabans. And Oba Amulim, Mekadosh Hashem, who says Tesis answered, we're in general learning out that other Kabbalists, it's only Kiddush Hashem and not Hagrela. So we're learning out both of them from Basau Chattas, where it's the Chattas making an Osel Zebel Al-Acharim. You have a Hossam Lemim Maik Migaleno. There you only exclude from Migaleno that says by when he's Nimkel Anachri, El Deba Alma, Lemahanigul is Kraven. That only in general, however, when he sold to a Nachri, that when he sold to Yisrael, not to a Nachri, that then the redemption of the relatives don't help. But regarding the Hoche and Nigel B'Shev, regarding that, not when he sold to Nachri, that being redeemed after 6 years is not effective, that's Yalvulam Akrachin, that's something from another Pasuk, maybe Imla Yigal Be'ela, that if he's not redeemed with these things, which tell us, Be'elu and Nigel, he's only redeemed with Ela, with relatives, Be'en Nigel B'Shev, but he's not redeemed after 6 years. But why don't you learn them both out from Yigalano, similar to the parallel like we're saying in our Sugya, Vasal? So it says, Yishtam Yishlam, maybe what you could say is like this, because Shani Hocha, here it's different in our Gemara. The Kibin Chsiba so Chatas, it says, okay, that this will make it into a Chatas, which the Agrolo, now because of Namech Chukah, it also says the word Chukah in the context of the Avodas Hayom, which is a Machlik, is exactly to what extent that is said, but that teaches that there is an Ikuv, So also v'so the chesed b'kairo. So when it says v'so by the hagrala, that comes l'gluya chuka to reveal regarding when it says chuka, the koinam hagrala that is also going on the lottery, as Tosfos explains. Because avigam the b'hu the chuka l'kam hagrala, though the word chuka is only on the big deal of nes nasim b'fnim, which does not apply to hagrala, which is made in nazarim. V'so megalilan, but v'so reveals to us the chuka namika hagrala that's also going on the hagrala. So that's why we're learning out that both of them from this pasuk or in other approaches that mishum de tana bekra treizim the asha Allah since it says two times the pasuk asha Allah. Oh, so you could say that vaso meaning similar to what we're saying vaso that it's that vaso says that again either coming from chukah or depending on the mandam and the gemara according to lishna kama lishna basra of Rabbi Yannai, but you see vaso is what teaches asha Allah that is ma'akid, because not even so I would have thought to say asha Allah is just telling you over what should be done like Tyson previously said regarding blila by menachas, but because it doesn't say in the terminology of a command. So understand that parenthetically, we're teaching you that there is ikuv by gairel, because specifically by gairel is what it makes in tchat, it's not kriyas Hashem, and therefore you could learn out both of those limudim from vosahu, because again it's relying on asha Allah, or on the chukah. Or b'zen aminicha, and with this b'hon aminicha, that what we're saying that vosahu really is just b'magalam asha Allah, so therefore it resolves my dekashli. So it says, what was bothering me, the masik to you, because the Gemara concludes a refutation of the old opinions that hold that Hagrol is not ma'akiv, because we see clearly what so is that the Hagrol is ma'akiv. But it sounds like according to one that's ma'akiv, it is good. But why is that the case? It's also difficult. Because the Hachiyal of Ikuv and so here we learn out in this Gemara that Ikuv is from so. Where it says it's got to be the agrala of the yuyal of leila elmi the tana bekra, but he learns it because he repeated asha Allah two times. So it's my depression, but according to what we're saying, the vaso only teaches and reveals regarding asha Allah. Nicha makes sense because the ilah vaso, and this is what Tosfos was saying, that how can we learn it both from here and over there, you only learn one from it, because here's not really vaso. Vaso is revealing the ilah vaso, the mashman the utum, because if not for vaso, it sounds like an exclusion. That this is what makes it nothing else. Avagav the Tanu Mikra, although that the pasuk repeated two times Asha Allah, Habadashin, I would have thought to say, but still Kabachayim Alayma, we still have a Kabachayim as we brought to say Dagrol Alayma, for to say Dagrol is not Makiv. Kivin Delay Tanu Mikra, Balash and Tzivu, because although it repeats it two times, it doesn't say in the terminology of a commandment. Lachayitzach Vaso, therefore you need Vaso to tell you that no, it's only with Hagrol and not with anything else. If we didn't have it repeat the pasuk two times, Allah, I would not have expounded vaso, but only for the one limud, as we said, is our parallel sugya in kedushin, to only say that oh, this is where we say it and nowhere else. It would just come as to teach us that hagol doesn't work elsewhere. Like we explained, because you can't learn out two things from the same pasuk. We would learn out what makes more sense, which is to only exclude elsewhere. Therefore, we needed to repeat it two times. So, therefore, that also answers the question that why Kondra Bianai, who holds that it's ma'akib the hagrala, from asha Allah, is not difficult. The price learning it from somewhere else, because it's not learning out. It's just revealing, actually, of the source of asha Allah itself. But since it says, anyways, besides this, the question is not difficult on Rabbi Yannai, according to him who holds hagrala is ma'akib. The loy parakh l'manda ma'akva. We weren't going to ask, according to that, manda amar. The ikalameimer time mehacha, that you could say that the truth is the reasoning is according to Rabbi Yannai from as the Brisa brings from Vaso. I bought the common time of El. I the Gemara previously brought Mishum the Tana Mikra because the pasuk repeats Asha Allah two times. So it's Tosfos intimate varm that wasn't from the words of Rabbi Yannai. El Abal Gemara Kamafarsh Latamachi. It was just the author of the Gemara that was just explaining his reasoning as such. The Ma'at Leyada cut the Brisa Vaso according to what he didn't yet know. The Brisa that learns that from Vaso. And Tosfos says, we find similarly in the third parakeh Shvuos of Chavim and Avgam, I plucked the Rabbi Shmuel, the Shvuos is already playing it's early on, and someone takes the oath that he's going to, that person is going to throw a pebble into the sea, which Shmuel says is going to be potter. Gemara says over there, why? Because to be chayv on a Shvuos, it has to be that Shvuos could be in a future tense, that the person will throw the rock into the sea, and that you can't say in the future because that's not in his domain, what the person is going to throw or not throw. So since it cannot be in the future tense, so therefore it's not even a shvua, a shazarak, which that was b'shvu shazarak planzim, that person threw in the past tense. So therefore, since it can't be in the future tense, it's not even b'shvu in the past tense. That's how the Gemara explains Shmuel. Now, after that, the Gemara says over there that let's say Shmuel is like Rabbi Shmuel, that he says that you're not chayiv on the shvua, on the past tense, only on the future tense. Now, the father's taste is, what do you mean? Shmuel says the reason why you're not chayiv in the past is because since not, you can't do it in the future, so it's not in the past. But it sounds like it would be possible for the future, and then you'd be chayiv in the past. How is the Gemara trying to say that Shmuel is like a Bishmol? Shmuel holds that no, every past tense shvua, even if it's possible in the future, is going to be potter. So that's the taste is saying that this is the Gemara said the reason is because not, you can't do it in the future, so it can't be the past. That wasn't Shmuel himself. That was the Gemara that was saying according to Shmuel. And therefore, the same thing is over here. The Gemara was just saying, what was the Pshat in Rabbi Yannai that holds a Grohl is Ma'akim, because Tan Bekra, but in truth, it's not necessarily his reasoning. Rather, it's like the Braiser brings it from Vasol Chathas. Kshinik says the Master begins with the Gemara. Mabe Malkim Shleikid is a Grohl Bechulu, so if in a place where the Hagrola is not Mekadish and Kiddush Hashem is, so Beshoy Mekipum, which you have a Grohl, Beshoy Kiddush Hashem should work to. Now, Hikshim Mayu Harab Reb Shmuel Bamanachem Zatzal, which that was the teacher of the Maramah Rutenberg, which this is a proof to the authorship of the Taisis in Yuma, that's from Maramah Rutenberg, that he says like this, Heichi gamim hacham, in other words, what was the Havimina to learn now from other Kabbalists to Yom Kippurim, that Kriyas Hashem should be Mekadosh, the carbon? We know the Yidgum Amidah Shatari, the Dresser of the Hand, from Yubi Shmol, that whatever was in the category, it went out to be learned in a new idea. That you cannot bring it back to the general category until he explicitly brings it back. And what that means to say is any time that there's something novel that was introduced that was not said by the klal, you cannot learn out from the klal to that specific, and you also cannot learn out from that specific on the klal because it's a novelty. So therefore, Rabbi Shmuel Menachem asks, so how could you learn that from over here? But v'hayem kipurim, davishayi b'chlal kol ha-karbanas, it was in the category of all karbanas, like it's carbon. Shekidish b'am Hashem, which generally by karbanas, that the reciting the name on it makes it sanctified. But it went out to have a novel halacha, regardless that it's sanctified with a lottery. So you cannot bring it back to the channel category and learn out from the klal, that as the Gemara was entertaining from a Kabbal Chaim, that it should have Kiddush Hashem. Now, although that there is a machlekes over there regarding what could be learned and what cannot, but says Tosfos Kulam, according to everyone, Igul Agam Machlali, what went out to be a Chiddush, cannot be learned out from the general category, as the Gemara says, Zvachim Dabim Tesim and Aleph. So how you entertain to learn from a Kabbal Chaim, from other Kabbalans, Yom Kippurim, that it should have Kiddush Hashem? So when it really says Tosfos, it appears to me, the filly ought to lead them to the Chadash, even if it goes out to be learned in a novel halacha, Gami Mehadadi, you could learn out one from the other, but Kabbal Chaymer, Oibamamitzinu, Imein Lahashav. That if there's no questions on it, you could learn out from a Kabbal Chaymer or a Mamitzinu. Yes, Lahashav, like I mean, but if there is a difficulty with it, then we don't learn it out. That's regarding if it's Yatzal lead them to the Chadash. Abdullah Shahi Bechlaw, but if something was in the general category, if Yatzal Bechlaw went out from the category, just to be specified without a davar chiddush, then it didn't go out just to learn on itself, rather went out to learn on the whole cloud. That's kumay havar. That's like all the lamates malachas were forbidden in Torah, and then specified that of making a fire, which one lamates malachas. That if just why did it specify that to teach? Just like havara, it's going to have its own liability. So to all the lamates malachas are going to have their own liability. And things like that. Then we learn out regarding the whole klal. Even if there is what to respond and say, you have this pirchei, you have that problem. We don't respond. We don't ask questions. Come on, gzer shava hekesh, just like the gzer shava, and when you have a comparison, that although there's questions, we don't respond. We don't ask questions. The Torah is comparing it, even if there would seem to be a flaw in its comparison. And Torah says, Ted, you should know this, that there's this discrepancy regarding the Dabba Shoy Bechlal went out to Dabba Chadish, then we say that you could learn it out if there's no questions. But Dabba Shoy Bechlal, but it's Makal Laman Alaklo Kuliyatza, that we don't ask on, even if there is what to ask. how do we find this? Because the parakam of the Yavam is parak in the first parak of the Zayin Malam, the Gemara asks, "My yitzucha leha lemesa reis liyabim." What do you need a leha that it says by Chais Ishtay to teach you that there is isra of arayis to do yibam like a Chais Ishtay? Make a taste of the lishtery. Why would you even think to say that yibam would be permitted with an erva like his wife's sister? Yitzucha leha lemesa. You need a leha to teach you that's forbidden. So it's gemara because hypothetically you would have thought that they say taste meishas ach. They would learn that from meishas ach, which is also an erva, his brother's wife. And yet, Yibam tells you you're allowed to marry her if you die without any children. Which that's something that was in the category of all arayas. But Yotzalamukhulam went out to teach that even though it's an erva, it's going to be permitted to marry her. So you would have thought to say the same thing regarding all arayas. And if you need a law to tell you, it's going to be forbidden. Well, Parak and the Gemara asked, Haloi dami, what do you mean? That's only comparable. It's not a Dabashabachlal and went out to teach. And why do you specify it? This is actually teaching a novel halacha. This is not like Havara. There's something up until now that we knew to be prohibited, which is an erva. And the Torah is saying a very novel teaching that it's actually permitted to marry an erva in Makom of Yibam. So this is not something that you would need a leha to teach. We would never have learned from Eshesach. Out until where the Gemara says, you're right, El Sagad, that minute rather, you would have thought to say, Tesach Eshesha, that we would learn Achais Eshesha to be permitted to do Yibam, B'mamatzin, Eshesach, from B'mamatzin, to compare to Eshesach, which that's an erva, there's an erva, and there's permitted so to over here. Therefore, you need Allah to say it's also. Says Taisa Navahashtu now, Kivan Amar Kvar, Davali Devachadish, once the Gemara already told us that the laws of Eshesach, of Yibam, is a novel teaching to make it permitted. So, hey, Chadisu Kamasa, what's the Gemara then subsequently saying? Oh, Taisa Meshesach, let's learn from the Mamatina from Eshesach. But why would that help? That you already told me that it's a davar chadash, and davar chadash you can't learn out from. Ela kacha, rather, so it says, obviously. Meikara haba sagadadik lememra, initially, that the Gemara thought to say, dinigma meishasach. That let's learn it out from eishasach, kamay me davar shay bachlal be'et salamit, like the general, you'd give me this, like the one that was in the category, went out to teach regarding the whole klal, which is the filik in pirchel lepachinan, that even when there's a flaw, we don't ask the questions. That the Gemara says, wait a second, you're right, even though there's a question, and there is a question, but we wouldn't ask it, because but apart the Gemara says, but this is not just a regular Yotzim in a Klal, this is a novel teaching, because it's what we knew up until now to be prohibited, we're saying it's permitted. Then Cain, if that's the case, and the Gemara is asking, so if you could ask a question, then we would not learn this, what they're trying to prove. And so therefore, how could you learn out all the rites from Eshesach, where there is a pircha? Well, the comment, and then the Gemara subsequently says, "The avagav the davar chiddushu." No, even though it's a chiddush, nigmim nei b'mametzinu, we should learn it from a mametzinu, because the alek lemefach min emidi. No, there is no question. So obviously, that even if yochel avzir lechlalei, but once it's and in other words. Even though you cannot bring it back to the cloud, because you're right, it's a Dabar Chiddush. But still, if there's no question, we would learn out from that. Olohachi Parach. That's what the Gemara asks. Oh, wait a second. This you want to learn out from the Mamatzin, Achis Isha of Meshazach? What a dummy. Is it comparable? There are questions. Hachasim Chadistru, Hachatreisru. There by Ishazach is only one Isha, that of Ishazach. Here, there's two Isha, because besides being Ishazach, it's also Achis Isha. Ah, Vayin the Pircha. And that's the question on the Mamatzin. Which became the Kilimivach, since you could ask, oh, look, I mean, then we're not going to learn from it, keeping the Dimar Chadashu, since the novel teaching, that's what he's saying, that regular by Yotzim Laklal Alamid, even the Percha, we won't ask. And that was the Gemara's initial assumption over there. And the Gemara proved that no, it's not just a Dabashab Chal, it's a Dimar Chadash. The Dimar Chadash, that's saying you would be able to learn out, as Tais is saying over here, that even if it's Yotzim Laklal Chadash, you would learn out from Kabachem, Mametzinu, Im In Lahashib. But there is what yesh lahasha. There is a question on that, and that's why the Gemara says that wouldn't be sufficient, and you wouldn't need a leha because we wouldn't have thought to say that you could learn out from Eshesach because there's a pircha to learn that out to Achais Isha.